Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. We're looking ahead to the final weekend of Penn State's regular season. We're also looking back one more time at a 28-17 loss to Ohio State on the road. Rutgers is coming to town on Saturday. They've got their own issues going on in Piscataway, and there are plenty.
Yeah, stock down to Rutgers.
Yeah, we're going to do stock up, stock down in just a moment. I think we can probably just spend 15 minutes talking about Rutgers being stocked down.
Dustin, I don't even know what do they do at this point. I mean, so they can't make the deal with Greg Schiano. Of course, the leaky faucets are out now, and Rutgers is getting its side of the story out there. Schiano's surely getting his side out. Basically, I think it comes down to the Rutgers didn't seem to want to spend the money that Greg Schiano was requesting. And none of it, if you looked at his quote-unquote list of demands, none of them were outlandish or crazy. I mean, he wanted like a $4 million a year salary, which would be among the lowest in the Big Ten. He wanted guaranteed facilities upgrades. He wanted, you know, the use of a private jet for recruiting and other program-related travel. I mean, it's stuff that football coaches are accustomed to in 2019. And also, I think more than anything, his purpose was that, you know, basically, I want to make sure if I'm going to jump into this, you know, smoldering pit of disaster, that I have the resources to try and, you know, make it grow again like he did before.
Yeah.
And they didn't seem to be willing to budge. We'll see. It won't shock me if they change their mind and realize that there's absolutely nothing else out there. And also, the hilarious thing is that now that Greg Schiano has leaked all these listed demands, isn't every coaching candidate that follows him going to say, well, I want this stuff, or I ain't taking this job?
Wait, they can't say that we're going to be treated like a competitive program? Okay, yeah, no.
I was just looking up the stats. I mean, I know this, we're veering way off topic, but
best way possible.
They are historically bad. I mean, so you can watch it from afar, and it just looks like a fire off in the distance. You know it's burning, but you don't really know what's burning or how long it's going to burn for. But man, when you get closer to that fire and you see the absolute disaster that this football—I mean, it's
not just a disaster, Greg, a smoldering pit of disaster.
I mean, they can't stop anyone. They can't score. It just. It's brutal. It is just brutal, and there's no way to fix it. And if you are a recruit and you have any other options, why in the world would you go to Rutgers? Are they even going to sign anyone? Here's a question for you. Will they sign? Let's set the total. Let's see if DraftKings will get us a line on this. The total number of players Rutgers signs on the first signing day.
The first signing day.
Yeah.
I'll
set it at 4.5.
4.5. Okay. Yes. Boy, I'll think about that one some more. But you got rid of your coach before anybody else to presumably give yourself an advantage in this search. And now look where things stand. We'll talk about Penn State Rutgers, and we'll focus some more on how smoldering this pit really is. But
wait till you hear the list of stats I've compiled about this Rutgers team.
Oh my God.
I would be willing to start a crowdfund or a crowdsourcing donations fund to pay whatever amount of money the Big Ten might fine Rutgers if Rutgers decided to forfeit this game. That's how bad I think it's going to be. And you talk about attendance. I mean, you know, a major applause to anyone planning to go to this game between the holiday, between, I believe it's the first day of hunting season in Pennsylvania. I mean, there are a lot of reasons to not go and watch this Penn State Rutgers game, even though I think that the kids, the seniors should, and the team as a whole have played well, and they should go out in front of a very appreciative home crowd. I just, man, between the opponent and the timing of it, it's going to be interesting. Anyway, stock down to me for taking us way, way off the reservation.
This is is why people listen to you, Greg. This is why people listen. And you are at your best when you can view things in a really negative light. And Rutgers is such a good opportunity for that. I do happen to agree that the senior day crowd won't be what these guys deserve it to be. I'd be happy to be wrong, but given the way the season has gone, I don't think we will be. We're going to talk Penn State Rutgers in a little bit. We're going to do stock up, stock down from the Ohio State game. Ask Greg is coming up a little later in the show, and Greg's best bets are what we're going to wrap the show with. So stock up, stock down. We have about 18 seconds now. Stock up, I'll just lead off with Lamont Wade. A tremendous performance by him. Not his only tremendous performance of the year either. 3 forced fumbles tied a Big Ten record, 10 tackles, a sack, 2 tackles for loss. Unbelievable showing for Penn State safety.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, he played an inspired game of football. There's no question about that. And he was around the ball. He was aggressive. He was willing to stick his nose in places where, you know, you have to make plays in a game like this. He was willing to do it. So, yeah, heck of an effort, heck of a job to, you know, force 3 fumbles. He wasn't recognized as the Big Ten's Defensive Player of the Week, and with good reason, because that went to Chase Young. But he had to be in consideration because he played a very good game on Saturday.
Yeah, and I think just fundamentally, you know, we talked about fundamental takeaways from this game. I think Lamont Wade, one of the fundamental takeaways from this season is that he's been a big time player. He's only grown into that safety job as we've gone. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State, Ohio State, looking back, a little
is
stock up, stock down.
About?
Yeah, I mean, sort of. We're talking about the flaming pit of disaster that is Rutgers football. We'll have a lot more on that to come, by the way, and I really can't wait. This was just an appetizer for the main course later. Yeah. Speaking of main course, Thanksgiving Day, your main course is going to be boring, bland turkey probably, but make sure you get all the fixings to try to salvage that dinner. And while you're doing that, tune into football. I don't think I have to tell you to tune into the football games that will be on, but Thanksgiving football games and DraftKings will give you a free $5 bet before kickoff if you place a winner on any Thanksgiving football game. Not only that, in-game, $5 in-game flash bet, and DraftKings will give you another free $5 bet. So a little ammo to take some chances, really enjoy that Thanksgiving holiday, something that turkey's not going to give to you. You know, how about a little cash in your pocket? Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code KSN when you sign up for a limited time. All users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Don't forget, that's code KSN for all new and existing users to get a deposit bonus up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania-only restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And no, that's not Greg's home number. That'll take you to a very valuable resource. Any other stock up for you, Greg?
Yeah, I thought Micah Parsons had a good game. I thought Etor Gross-Matos shined on the biggest stage. Stock up to those guys. Other than that, I think you can look at the comeback and the fight these guys showed as a stock up to the morale of this team late in the season. That was a good sign to see. But more than anything, I just think that it was a game that, again, showed you just what an elite team looks like, and it shows you how far away Penn State is from that. And that realization can be a tough pill to swallow, but it's nonetheless true that, you know, they are a team that has more talent than I think a lot of Penn State teams have had, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're on the level of the College Football Playoff 4. And I mean, we talked about it. That's just a really, really good Ohio State football team. So, no, I think that probably concludes stock up for me for this week.
So, I think margin might be the key theme there. So, let's just put Penn State in Ohio State shoes. Their quarterback fumbles at the goal line once, takes points off the board, puts the ball in Penn State's hands. They lose the turnover battle, I believe, 3-1.
Yeah.
Fumble the ball 4 times in all, give up 10 points off turnovers, and are still pretty much in control of this game. If the shoe were on the other foot, Penn State lost the turnover battle 3-1, had, you know, an early scoring opportunity negated by a fumble, this would have been 49-7. You know, so I think Ohio State, the lesson here is talent equals margin for error. Penn State's just not, until the dynamic changes one way or the other, whether Penn State jumps up a level in recruiting or Ohio State jumps down or Ryan Day moves on to the NFL. Like there are some situations that could change things. It just doesn't look like it's on the immediate horizon. Yeah. Penn State's just not going to have any margin in games like this.
Stock down to these reports that James Franklin might consider Florida State. Come on. If he, I don't know what I'll do if he goes to Florida State, but it will be something. There's no way. There is just no way.
Well, you'd apply for a job down there to cover Florida State football, right? Like you,
no.
You and James Franklin are linked right now.
Yeah, something like that.
You can't cover another coach.
You know, it just drives me that this is such a weird time of year, and we get a lot of questions about where these, you know, what's going to happen, all this, that, and the other thing, and you try not to play into the speculation, but then when you have, you know, these unnamed sourced reports out there that, you know, James Franklin's people are talking to Florida State's people. It's like, well, of course. I mean, you'll do whatever it takes to try and leverage your current situation.
Doesn't mean the coach isn't loyal. It just means that they're playing the game.
Yeah, and everyone plays the game. I thought Ben Jones from statecollege.com had a great tweet the other day about it seems like every coach that Trace Armstrong's the agent for is currently a candidate for every job in the country. So that pretty much sums it up.
That is some grade A agenting right there. And here's what else I would say about that. Until Bruce Feldman says it, I'm not really following along with it. Anybody, there aren't many people who have the national context with also the nuanced local context of a coaching situation or whatever. He's one of very, very few who can speak about things from a national level, but also appreciate the actual context of what's going on at the local level too. That's the big, big challenge being a national guy, and there just aren't many like him.
No, absolutely right. Stock down, just to get back to that. You know, Penn State's it's blocking scheme at Chase Young, the inconsistencies on offense, Will Levis's interception was just brutal at a point dependent. I don't even think we talked about that earlier in the week.
We didn't get a chance to.
That was just brutal.
Figures we bring it up now, and all we've done is get off course.
Right, yeah.
And we bring up a central point that we didn't get to earlier.
You know, Stockton, I thought Blake Gillikin had one of his worst days punting, but I think part of that wasn't really his fault. I think that he was punting from some weird places on the field, and Ohio State's punt rush is really good, and I think they were getting to him pretty quick. So yeah. Either way, it wasn't good enough. Stock down to these delayed returns from KJ Hamler that worked one time against App State and have not ever worked against since.
You won't forget it.
So, yeah, I'll let you carry the way here, whatever else you have on the list.
Yeah, I got 8 seconds to do it now. It's like, I don't really have much to say about this. 14 stock downs. The one thing I would say, the stock down that I think is maybe the most glaring concern is the lack of depth in the passing game. You know, it's something that we've talked about and theorized and pointed out the concept before, but these are the kinds of games where if you don't have many alternatives and it's easy to limit Pat Freiermuth, which they were able to do, you know, Tuff Borland, for example, did a really good job of one-on-one coverage on Freiermuth. Hamler wasn't 100%. You needed somebody to emerge, to step up. And the fact that Jahan Dotson made one catch for 6 yards was a disappointment. So on that note, we're moving on. Penn State Rutgers, we're going to talk about that game in just a moment.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Take advantage of special Thanksgiving offers all day on Thursday at DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN for all new and existing users to get a deposit bonus up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent. or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.